And if a child bad, you say, now if you don't behave yourself, I'll spank you. You might say, I'm going to what and spank you. Would you ever put anything in between? Take and spank you? Or
a lot of them will. My husband did that.
You would just say?
I would.
He would say what?
I'm going to take and do so and so.
Okay, but you'd simply say, I'm going to?
I'm going to do it.
Going to spank you. And a young man's going out of the door and say, he is doing what? Or he is, before they're married, he is?
Leaving?
No. Oh. If they're dating, you see. Now, other words for that, for dating, you could use that. That would be okay, too.
They're going together.
Okay. And he is her?
Her fiancé. Is
well, before
right?
That, just...
Just you know, a boyfriend.
All right. And any jocular terms for that, humorous term?
Her fella.
All right. And she is his?
Girl.
All right. And they're on a date, they... when any... terms for kissing, any
well, we use the word smooching here.
Smooching, slang. Yeah, okay. And if he had proposed to her and then she decides she didn't want to marry, you might say she did what? She
reneged or
okay.
Backed
yeah.
Out.
All right. And but if she didn't, they went ahead and got
married.
And the man at the wedding who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And with the bride is the
maid of honor or maiden.
Yeah, or bride's
maid.
Bridesmaid. What about, do you ever have a kind of noisy serenade after a wedding? Or just a celebration after a wedding?
The reception, is that
yeah.
What you're...
Well, the old term, I don't know that it has any currency around here, is the term chivalry.
No, we don't use that now.
Right.
We were playing bingo the other night, nobody knew what it was.
Is that right?
So.
If you talk about someone, if you were talking about yourself being in Knoxville, you might say, I was...
Was in Knoxville.
But if you're going to talk about it in terms of direction, you might say, I was... I mean, just yesterday I was...
Going or went?
I went what to Knoxville? You might say I went to Knoxville, you might say I went.
I went up to Knoxville.
Yeah.
Is that,
I went up to Knoxville. Would you ever say I was up to Knoxville yesterday or I was up in Knoxville yesterday?
I was up in Knoxville.
And how about down? Does up mean north or does it mean the mountains?
That means north.
And how about if you say Chattanooga? You say
go down.
All right. And you talk about someone living nearby, say, so he lives
over there.
Uh-huh. And talk about all the people at a dance. You might say there was a, you know, if this is a kind of a depreciative term, you might say the whole what was there? The whole
gang.
All right. And when the music plays, they get out on the floor
and dance.
All right. Uh-huh. Would you have any special name for a kind of big formal dance?
A ball.
All right. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3 o'clock, or 3:15, school
is out.
All right. And in the fall, that you might ask, someone might call up and ask, when does school
start or begin?
Okay. And a boy doesn't attend one class in high school, you might say, he did what class? He
played hooky.
All right. Now that'll be for just one class, or would that be the whole day?
Well, it's more referred to for one day. He'd skip class.
All right. And when he does that, then he probably wouldn't get it. He's depriving himself of a good
grade
and
a mark.
Yeah. But in all, well, the word I'm after here is the word of the Board of
Education.
Yeah.